Hello, my name is Sheila Hollander, and I was married to Joshua Hollander. And I'd like to share some of Josh's career in medicine and neurology with you. Josh began to be interested in neurology when he took a three-month elective when he was a medical student. So from that time on, he knew that he wanted to go into neurology. I think that he was a marvelous teacher and clinician, and he was influenced very much by his training, which was at Massachusetts General Hospital under Raymond Adams. He was very impressed by Dr. Miller Fisher and Dr. Adams, and he learned about neurology from them. When Josh finished his residency, he did some neurochemistry with Dr. Bernard Agronoff in Michigan, and then he came to Rochester to become a neurologist under Dr. Joint in Dr. Joint's department. He had an appointment at the University of Rochester, but he was really at Rochester General Hospital, and he began to do neurology. He did a fair amount of clinical neurology. He loved working with the patients. He also began teaching medical students and residents, and he tried to continue with his research in neurochemistry. After doing general neurology for a period of time, he decided that he would like to work with stroke care, and he was going back to his influences from Boston, where Dr. Amilla Fisher and Raymond Adams had the first stroke service at Massachusetts General Hospital and a stroke registry. In the early 1990s, there was more evidence of the benefits of dedicated stroke care, and he very much wanted to have a stroke care unit at Rochester General Hospital. After a protracted period of time, he finally was able to get permission and the financing for Rochester General Hospital to establish a dedicated stroke unit. And he was able to hire a nurse practitioner, and he almost handpicked the staff that would work on this unit. He also wanted physical and occupational therapy, and as part of building this unit, he was able to get them to develop this. So I would say that the legacy of Joshua is that he was able to establish this stroke care unit at Rochester General Hospital, and that through this stroke unit, they were able to give good care to patients with stroke. He was able to influence the nurses, the medical students, residents, and all of the other physicians in that he worked with to understand the importance of early and specialized care for stroke patients.